This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ever wonder what's really behind the headlines? Or why certain theories just won't go away? Dive into the world of The No Name Podcast, your go-to podcast for unraveling the mysteries of conspiracies, politics, and everyday life. Each week, we blend our opinions, analysis, with some storytelling to uncover the hidden layers of our world. From the latest political intrigue to the most fascinating conspiracy theories, we bring you a balanced dose of skepticism and insight. Whether you're a seasoned critical thinker or just curious about the whispers that swirl around us, we offer a space where your questions are welcome, and your mind can wander freely. Tune in, spark your curiosity, and let's embark on this journey of discovery together. The No Name Podcast, where every episode is a new chance to think critically and see the world through a different lens. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and join the conversation.
Hey, I'm Jeremy. What's up, everybody? It's Dustin.
And I'm Trey RT, a.k.a. RT, I'm going with that.
We're officially going with RT, unless I call him Trey, because I'll probably still call him Trey.
I'll probably still call him Trey.
That's fine. That is fine. That is fine.
We'd like to officially welcome Trey to the team. Yay, everybody. Yay. RT, Trey, yay.
Appreciate it.
We were talking, and we're like, you know, I think it would be pretty awesome if Trey just stayed on with us. Yeah, you know, like,
that's fine.
You know, give us the as often as you can, because you know, it's always good to have somebody else too.
Yeah, just get right in, man.
I appreciate it, fellas.
But today we're going to be talking about a few different things from I guess you would call it big gov, well, not big gov per se, the big conglomerates, slash some assassination attempts, you know. I mean, and maybe how they're connected on right. some level.
Yeah,
you know, we've kind of been looking into that stuff a lot here recently with the attempted assassination of
President Trump. That thinks it's just a coincidence. I find it hard to believe a lot of times.
Well, I mean, when you start looking at who's really running the show, yeah, who's running the show. We just kind of, you know, just kind of try to peel that back a little bit and see where we land on it. You know, again, this is all opinion based,
right?
Yep.
You know, these are our opinions. These are, don't come after us, you know, and send your worst shots. But,
well, I will say these are our opinions. However, I mean, we've done a little research as well.
Right. But I mean, the research. You know, I mean, who knows? Yeah. Everybody yeah. can everybody yeah, yeah, yeah. can Google. I mean,
right.
You know, it's opinion, research, and theory. which is where we kind of stay anyway. So, so I guess just to start it off. So, last Sunday, you know, we had second attempt on President Trump followed by, what was that 4 weeks before that? Was it even four? Was it 4 weeks?
I think it was like 4 to 6 weeks. It's been a month, about a month.
Yeah, it's about a month. You know, you had the Pennsylvania attempted assassination.
That was the first week in July too. So, because you know, that night before something happened to me of similar nature,
right?
Someone tried to assassinate me, and then the next day,
that's when you realize you're important. Okay,
what do you know, Trey?
And then the next day, it happened to Trump. So people, a lot of my friends make a joke like, "You and Trump have something in common."
Well, I said that.
Yeah, and you were the only one. So that's, I was like, okay, I wish I was that big. So it's been about what, 2 months?
Yeah,
two
I months. Guess it was 2 months prior, but you know, obviously, you've got a bunch of people who are mad at him for running and being a human being,
right?
And whatever they don't agree with, you know, everything. And, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of times people's emotions are just fueled by information that they're not actually looking at.
There we go.
You know, I mean, you're getting, you know, if you listen to our podcast and that's all you listen to, you are going to walk out of here pissed off at whoever we're talking about.
I can crazy.
Guarantee that.
And a little crazy.
And a little crazy. But, you know. You have to look at all sides of everything.
Absolutely.
And we preach that from this podcast from too. One. It's like, don't just take our word for it. Go do your own research. Go listen to somebody else who opposes what we say.
Right.
Hear what they're saying. Come up with your own conclusion.
Right.
Because, you know, we're sitting here looking at things and, you know, we're kind of like-minded. We have a few a few differences in our opinions and whatnot. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're, you know, semi-like-minded.
Right.
And so when we sit back and look at everything that kind of happened with that, it's like, okay, who's actually calling the shots here?
There we go.
Who is actually saying, hey, I'm going to go shoot at President Trump today? Is it that individual? Is he being groomed by somebody? Is he being hired by somebody?
Yep.
Is he being, you know, hey, if you get away, we'll make sure you're taken care of or your whole family's taken care of.
Right.
Hey, you know, if you die, we'll make you a memorial.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't, if you actually accomplish it, then you'll really be famous,
right.
You know? So that's kind of what we're unpacking for part one of this, you know, this segment. We're going to kind of divide this into, you know, segments tonight.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Segment one is going to be specifically on President Trump and, kind of what we think, and all of our segments tonight are going to run together.
Okay.
You know, because I think it all kind of ties into some of the same people.
Right.
Yeah. So,
sure. I will say, I just want to throw this out there on what I personally think with what you were saying on who's calling these shots, who's grooming these people to do that. I think I would be willing to bet money if we were in Vegas and I could bet money on it. I guarantee it's the same ones grooming the children that are doing the shootings and stuff.
Now, do you know that there's actually a lot of betting markets for this kind of thing?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What
let that sink in.
Wait, what is this? Purge?
Look it up. Exactly. I'm telling you. They're the betting markets for
like dark web blacking markets, like betting markets.
It exists. Yeah. That is a fact. This kind of stuff exists.
It's like, movie Mockingjay or whatever. What's that? What are those movies called? You know, where they have the groups of the kids and they're
you talk about Hunger Games.
Yeah, the Hunger Games. Kind of like the Hunger Games. Kind of like the Hunger Games.
But, yeah, I mean, but it's just like Purge, where you have all those rich people up there waiting to
placing bets
on who to take down. So,
but you see what I'm saying? I'd be willing to put the money on it's the same people.
Yeah.
Well, grooming these people, having them go do this, same ones targeting these
children. All I'm saying is careful about saying that because someone might
you may
be placing a bet right now.
Yes. Thank you for that. I think the same thing.
All I'm saying is $100 million. The Donald is 0-2 right now. So.
Right.
Yeah.
The remarkable part about this is, I think we all can agree on, there is no place for that. Like you can disagree with people, but to kill, like, this dude, how do you feel about Donald Trump? He's still a husband. He's still a father, grandfather.
He's still a human being.
He's still a human. And trust me, it's a lot of people, I believe, somebody sent me this post, and the guy was like, for $100 million, who in your family would you sell? And I immediately put it in my family group chat and say, who we selling? And it got it was crickets, because I know and they know there are people in our family who we just don't necessarily care for because of their behavior or whatever the case may be.
Right.
That, you know, this is an easy 100 million because you caused us more pain and headache than anything. You cost us about $100 million and we're never going to see them. But I say that jokingly, but I'm like, I mean, like the guy, however you feel, he's not terrible. He's not one of the worst human beings we've seen on this planet. He's not, you know, he to me, he's a character. I think if you chill and hung with him, you're getting a totally different person than you see on stage.
At the end of the day,
this podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
The best dinner you've ever had.
I'm pretty sure. No. I have not seen him eat.
It would be nothing
bad.
But the best.
I mean,
it would be the best night.
It would have to be.
So much
it would
money.
Have to be.
You can have whatever you want. You want?
I had the best service. Filet.
Hey, would you be mad if you had dinner with him and had to pay? I would be so
I would
mad.
Be mad. I would be mad. I'd be like, dude, really? Yeah, I would. And it'd probably
because
be
I'm
his,
the best.
Probably
you should
be his
you should
place
be treating
too.
Me. You should be treating me. Like, you're right, Donald. Here you go. God dang it.
At the end of the day, I don't really think that would matter because I wouldn't. Let's just say top five worst presidents of all time. He's not one of the top.
Not even close.
So,
I don't think anybody in the last 10 years, well, arguably, we don't really know how good the forefathers was at presidency. They was trying something new, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you can't count the first.
If we were going to name just based off of what we know, the top five, you can name the top three right off the top. It would be Biden be one. Jimmy Carter would be one.
Oh man, Jimmy had a
and Herbert Hoover would be one. Those are three, right?
See,
there.
I would say arguably, if I'm thinking of this, see, for me, Ronald Reagan would be more bad because I just seen his effects on some of his policy on the black community as far as it went too far to the right. I understand it. Jimmy had it bad though. Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, Herbert Hoover inherited all that.
Right.
I mean, see, I would throw George W. in the top.
And
that's because of the Patriot Act. And honestly, all the shady stuff that he did, the Patriot Act, I think is what set this United States
into what we are today. I would say that too.
That Patriot Act right there has just completely ruined
freedom.
Freedom. Yes. I mean, that was the kickoff for our generation on the war on freedom in this country. And
one of the argument points about in the debate the other day was the Afghanistan, right? Well, how do we even get that deep into it? You know what I mean? So like, yeah. Because of Bush, I blame, I mean, he had a, yeah, he might be number one.
For our generation?
For sure.
Maybe Biden. I don't know.
This is the only reason I give Biden.
We'll have to see how the rest of this year goes.
Biden and Trump get a pass for me because you can't. COVID changed everything.
Both of them a pass?
I'm going to tell you, yes. I'm going to tell you. When I say a pass is, so you always inherit off of the last president. So you got a little residue from Barack, from Trump, and I think he was going to do some stuff like put the tariffs in place to make it a little bit better, but he wasn't coming in swinging, taking away everything, because I think that's stupid if you do that, the president had. But on top of that, you get to see like COVID kind of put it like a dent in his, like we couldn't talk about what we really needed because at the time we didn't even know we all gonna be alive next week, right. And then as we gained knowledge, then Biden picked it up, and because you inflated the economy, now we're dealing with the ramifications of that. So you can't, I always tell, when they was giving out the stimmies, I tell my wife, I said, this is the stupidest idea. I said, I'm not a big economicist, but I'm like one of those people like to kind of pay attention to the flow of money. I'm like, trust me, this is dumb. You don't give people, and most of them who can't manage money, people money of this magnitude where they don't have to work and think that you're going to somehow save the economy. No, you're going to kill it or dang near kill it. And that's what we see today.
Yeah. I mean, that's a true story.
But it's no reason to shoot Trump. No. Like,
what do you
period.
Think? What do you think is dumber? Do you think giving the stimmies to everybody is dumber? Or do you think giving our enemy in another country all of our weapons in the military and just leaving them there for them to have?
Equally dumb.
Equally?
I'm going to tell you why. Because what the, see, we've been doing this for a long time. You know, given Taliban was propped up by us. We made them.
Yeah.
So it's not, it's when people say stuff like that, I always laugh because like the weapons they were shooting at us were our weapons.
Yeah.
And now how did they get them prior to? Because in the, you know, the early 80s,
Desert Storm.
No, it was, whatever, it may have been Desert Storm a little bit. I can't remember the war. I'm drawing blanks, but they were trying to beat Russia and they were trying to help Afghanistan get its independence from Russia. So they was giving them weapons because the same thing we doing kind of like with Ukraine, right? And then, you know, now long term, they wanted to deal with something with us. And one president said no, and then they turned on us.
I think pound for pound, it probably cost us about the same. I mean, you know, to be honest,
you wouldn't
with you.
Believe how much money the government wastes.
Oh,
I would.
We
don't even need to like we can. Bro, they did a C-SPAN report. I was watching C-SPAN and the report was how much money the Department of Defense spending on Viagra was $600 million, bro.
And you know?
$600 million on blue pills to help dudes get up.
You know
Come
what?
On.
You know what's funny? Is even that doesn't counter as much money as BlackRock has.
Now, that is...
$600 billion?
What is it?
What? 10
you said billion? No, I was saying you said $600 billion on Viagra. How much does BlackRock?
10.6
trillion.
How does a company amass that much without it being called? Are they U.S. based? Are they U.S. based?
That I don't. I believe they are, but yeah, I can't.
But then how did they not? I mean, I know we kind of jump in a little bit, but the reason we bring up BlackRock because we start to think of who could orchestrate hits on these larger, bigger than life.
Well, it's not just
people.
Who can orchestrate hits; it's who's calling the shots. Up. Well, it's just who is running the government? Who are these folks answering to? Because everybody answers to somebody.
Mm.
And when you start getting, and I'm honestly surprised that with all the regulation that the United States has, that BlackRock and who are the other ones that are in conglomerates with them?
Vanguard,
and then there was another one too.
The third one too.
I can't think of the name of it, but
I'll find it for you.
So. Those three conglomerated together, when you start looking at it, they own the majority of pretty much everything. And, you know, when you really kind of start looking at who are these folks answering to? Because, you know, they have absolutely no reason to compete with each other because no matter how much they have, they all win. And the point of that is that, you know, why is the United States allowing that to happen?
Well, they did it extremely smart the way they set this up because you got to think they own all these investment groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so all these politicians, this company is investing their money for them.
Yeah.
They own their stock.
There we go.
They own their stocks. They know what to do. They know where to invest their money, where to move their money. So, okay, I know that I need to move your money from here to here, and I'm going to give you a heads up. I'm going to give you a tip on it, but you're going to do this for me.
Oh, but here's the thing, I'm talking about.
Not just in our country. They're doing it in every country.
But here's what I'm talking about. Let's say for this demonstration.
Okay.
Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace Hardware, and what's another one? Menards or something?
Yeah.
Okay. There's only those four hardware stores in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So out of those two, Lowe's and Home Depot, between the two of them, take up 65%
Absolutely.
Of the shares.
Okay.
We'll call it 70%.
Mm-hmm.
So one day, Lowe's says, you know what? I'm tired of Big Orange over there, because I know I am. So they're going to take, and they're going to say, okay, we're going to buy Home Depot for $1 billion.
I'm not going to let it happen.
The United States will block that.
Absolutely. In a heartbeat.
And they're going to sit there and say, well... If you do that, then your one store is now going to have 70% of all sales. So you will have a monopoly.
Yep, you can control the market.
If you can control the market, then we can't allow you to be in business. so they will stop it.
Yeah.
There's a regulation in place.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
For that reason.
Absolutely.
So why are these companies like BlackRock... Oh, and did you look up the third one?
I'm looking. It's,
okay, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Look it up if you guys want to really know. But yeah. But so why would they be allowed to operate?
Because they're making them a crap load of money.
And that's what I would say. When you look at it, if I think it's a quote that I saw on Instagram. They said Robin Williams said it, but I don't know how true that is. And it was like, I wish that politicians could like NASCAR. Can have a jacket where every time they speak, you know who they're sponsored by.
I don't think Robin Williams actually said that, but I love that.
I don't think he said it, but it's pretty cool.
I literally made a joke about this a long time ago, mm-hmm. and I said, if you're owning a car, mm-hmm. you should be required to have one bumper sticker on your car, just so people know what kind of person you are. Literally, like you pick one bumper sticker, that bumper sticker is now you. So
if I was only allowed to have one, it would say something about, back off, I have good brakes or something like that.
But, and we would know what kind of person you are. Right, you're a brake checker.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so pull up and find out. Yeah. You know?
Right.
I think in that scenario, though, like you're talking about, I think it's a you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch your back.
Right, but why is that? Why
is it allowed?
Why is it allowed? Because what? who allows that? Because, you know, we've seen it with all these different companies that wanted to merge and the government blocks it. So why is it okay for BlackRock to be a $10.6 trillion investment group? Like, they own stock in everything, they own a majority of everything. Like,
you're saying the answer. The answer is, A, we do, the people, because we don't even, I just like it's like we most people know who BlackRock was. I always tell people this. I love America. This country, ideally, I get it, right? This makes sense. However, you can't have a pure capitalistic society. It doesn't make sense because you know what's going to drive the society? Money. Right. Money cannot drive because money breeds greed. You know what greed breeds? Dishonesty, lies, murder, assassination attempts. Because as long as I can get over, like we all had that mom and pop Ace Hardware type stores, and I'm like, Jeremy is killing me with this summer sale. I can't do a summer sale. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, you know, I may have one of my goons run his, you know, kid off the road and his family off the road. So now he can't open shop. And then now we're going to, you know, and Dustin, you know, he's in and out. I'm going to just, you know, cut the power. And that's what it breeds. Now I'm not saying, now integrity, right? And some of us are like, okay. But how do you think the mafia does what it does? How do you think? Because they have systems in place where people say, okay, if I can just get you out the way, my competition in this market is fairly gone.
Right. But I mean, if you can't get rid of the competition, you buy the competition. Right. But there's things in place to stop you from doing that. So,
but if you're big, watch this. If I'm so big to the point where, like Dustin was saying, I'm in everybody's pockets, and there's no loss for me not to be in everybody's pockets.
You're not going
to
take me out. You're not, you need me.
You need my money. So like, if we're all senators, we're all senators, and we all invested in BlackRock, and BlackRock is making you a fortune, making me a fortune. What law are we going to pass to stop our fortune?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. So that goes back to what we were talking about. You know, are they getting a free pass?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so with them getting a free pass, are they required to be answered to?
No. Nobody, if I'm not going to, I'm going to look the way all the time. You don't have to answer to me because I know I'm not going to say anything so I can do what I want.
No, I'm talking the reverse. Are people answering to BlackRock because of who they are.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So because of that, if BlackRock, let's just say, doesn't want something, then they may make it happen, you know? And it,
yeah,
I'm not saying that they're responsible for anything. I'm just saying that, you know, at the end of the day, the way this country was founded, you're not supposed to be bought as a politician. We all know every right. single one of them is rolling around with their NASCAR jackets on with right. all their sponsors.
Right.
I mean, that's the God's honest truth. I mean, you walk into that position, you know, 99% of them walk into that, any kind of political position mm-hmm. being poor.
Right.
And
or middle
99%
class.
Of them walk out of it being million.
Right.
You know, multiple houses, the whole nine. Okay.
Right.
And for me, it's like, okay, if you're getting paid, I mean, let's just say everybody's getting paid the president's salary of $400,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great salary.
Or how about,
you know, a standard human being?
200, if you can make, what, two terms as a senator, $250,000 for life, permanent security.
Yeah. And even if you're getting that.
And, you know, and you get inside laws, you know, insider, because your investment looks different. If you want to fix America as far as political, like, I think all of us can say it's dirt. They're both in the same dirt.
Well, I'll tell you this. I think that when you become a politician, your trading on the stock market should cease immediately.
How about this? Yeah, I'll up you. I'll up you one. And I agree with that 100%. You shouldn't be able to trade at all because you're making laws that affect that. But then also, you're capped at $60,000 a year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's a public service job.
And you're capped at 4 years.
Yep.
Two terms.
Yep. I was just fixing to say, if they're, you know, if they're calling the shots and these politicians are doing, they're doing what they want them to do, maybe that's why you see all these people sit.
I'd give them 3 terms just because
for
eight plus
years.
I'd give them $250,000 a year. I mean, honestly,
for congressmen and stuff?
I don't care. Because if they're only serving for 3 years and then they're not getting, I do not agree with the pension fund.
Right.
Okay. You get the $250,000 for 3 years because
they
don't
have the same TSP.
If I was to quit my job to go be a senator,
mm-hmm.
it's going to take me some time to recoup and get back into normal life after the 3 terms.
Right.
So if I'm smart and I take that $250,000 and I, you know, just save, you know, if I keep living off of my normal, you know, $75,000 a year and, you know, I make $250,000, you know, I got some money in the bank.
Right.
You know, so as I come out of it, I can see what's next.
And this is with, if you ran for senator under this notion that you can't have, you know, you can't insider trade information on that desk, you can't do, you can't trade.
Right.
You're just here to work for the people, $250,000, and after that, you're done.
Right.
I can, that sounds basic, but that's not what's happening.
Not even close.
And so I always laugh at people when they say, and we think about it. So BlackRock is the one of the major players that probably dictating a lot of things that we do as a country, right? But then, you know, they get on stage like a debate, like Donald Trump and Kamala got in a debate not too long ago. I laugh. I was like, they're going to the same parties. Like, y'all do realize, like, we're not in that. We have no, I mean, unless you listen to this, you have a house in the Hamptons, kudos to you. But we don't. I don't even think I would feel comfortable going, right? Yeah. They go to the same parties. They're talking to the same people because the same people that own BlackRock, right, or involved in BlackRock, you don't think they're talking to Trump? You don't think they're talking to Trump?
I mean, look at all the people the people that hate each other that are on the Epstein list together.
Oh,
look at all the people who hate each other who are on the Diddy list together.
Come on now.
Okay?
Like,
they're all at the same parties. You are 100% right.
Doing all
it's
the
all
same
just
illegal
exactly.
stuff with baby oil.
That's like with Oprah and Trump. They were great friends before Trump ever became president.
Hillary Clinton and Trump were.
They were shaking hands and kissing and stuff.
I mean, great like, friends. Great
not
friends.
As good as friends as Michelle and George W. The two of them were.
He
you know,
loves her. He loves her.
I think she loves him too. So here's the thing. Whether they're calling the shots or the media is calling the shots, somebody is calling the shots. Because when you look at the first assassination attempt on him, the Joe Biden and Kamala's thing was unity, right?
Right.
Okay. They never stopped. Oh, Trump's a Nazi. Oh, Trump is this. Mm. Oh, Trump is. They stopped for maybe a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as it wore off.
Yep.
I mean, that's all you've heard for the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Right.
Is the same rhetoric over and over again being pumped through by the media, which I've told you 1,000 times. I hate the media.
It's propaganda at this point.
Exactly.
Because like I've never heard. And y'all tell me, I've never heard Biden or Kamala or even Trump himself say anything about harming the other people. they kind of allude to it sometimes. Both sides kind of allude to like other deeper narratives that they know that are out there. But for me, is to your point is, it's really the media.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody say, he literally said, you don't have media, you have propaganda.
Well, I mean, did you hear what happened when they called that guy's son, the one that tried to assassinate
the recent one
last week?
No, what happened?
So they, whoever it was, the Secret Service or somebody called that guy's son, and they call him, they say, hey, do you know where your father is? He said, no, why? He said, well, he just tried to kill President Trump. And he said, no, I don't know where he's at.
No. Nobody responds like that. Literally. No regular human being is responding like that.
Wow.
So
like he knew his dad was gonna do it.
Huh. So he was saying he's like, yeah, he's like, well, you know, we're just not big fans of Trump. That's what he's like. That's
I'm not big fans of Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, but I don't want that guy to die.
Like, but this is what I'm saying. Like, you know,
Jeremy knows how I feel about UGA.
Come on, man. You know how to hit this with Mark Riz and Kirby Smart. Crazy.
So look, this is what I'm saying is that this is where I'm trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
Is that if this guy is literally, so let's say that these big conglomerates aren't the ones calling the shots, but it's actually just literally somebody who's sitting in their house watching this stuff on rerun every day, and it's like, Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil, Trump's the devil. And then you're sitting there and you're like, oh gosh, I gotta kill him.
Right.
You know, and you're just getting fed that stuff.
But it got to be a little bit more to that.
I mean, I'm sure there is. I mean, you know, whatever.
Right.
But I don't know.
But
I come back to say, I don't know. Could it be? Yes. Could it be the media? Yes. Could it be, you know,
just a pure hatred for Trump?
Hey, you know, I mean, could it be just like the JFK situation? I don't know. You know, I mean, could it be just like the MLK situation?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It
I mean,
could be.
Again, who's to say? Because
see, this is where I'm.
This is where all the three-letter agencies come into play, because you don't know who is pulling
the
strings.
I mean, who's the puppet master?
You don't know who's pulling the strings, because it's, you know, you've got a president who's been sitting in the basement for 3.5 years.
He came up a little bit.
Okay, yeah, he came up. Okay, he was up at 10 and in bed by 2. So I mean, and you got 4. I would hate to call them good hours, but okay, but they're hours available. Yeah. And then you've got a Secret Service who can't even figure out whose cocaine is in the White House in the most sacred, like the most secure place in the United States. The cameras were off. Oh, well,
this is the thing about stuff like that. And to your point, is we got into a point where I feel as if personally it's distractions.
Oh, it's absolutely
because
distraction.
But
you believe?
Purposeful distractions.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's something like I always tell people, like the Diddy situation. To me, to release information about how much baby oil you found, it is the biggest distraction of the week. Because my brain said,
Trey,
you don't
have 1,000 bottles of baby oil in the basement right now.
Why would I need it for? My mind went to, what are you doing? And the first thing I thought is old school. Maybe they have some kind of crazy parties where they need all like to fill up a baby tub or something. I have no idea.
I got the baby pool full of baby oil.
We're wrestling up in here.
Yeah, you're wrestling.
It's your turn, Blue. but I said to say, like to your point, it is, I feel sad for the Secret Service because I feel like they're taking a brunt of these hits. Because what if, and I'm just putting this out here, and don't come after me, and just thoughts, if the CIA or the FBI or maybe some other known agency that China, Russia, whoever doesn't like us, I'm like, let's stir up. That's what I tend to be like.
This could literally be an outside country.
They're trying to stir. They're trying to keep us more divided.
Yeah,
I believe there's, if you want to really see America fail, you got to get its people to turn on each other and be so focused, like kind of what we kind of feel like we are in right now, like I was saying earlier, is, you know, at odds with each other,
right?
That we can't believe anything. So Jeremy says, oh, the sky is blue. No, it's not, Jeremy. You're just a conservative. And
the,
you
earth,
just,
the earth is flat.
Oh my God, how dare you say that when we're spinning so fast?
Now
we're just angry with each other. So then think about it. Now we can infiltrate. Now we can do stuff because
hate each other. How could we hate anybody or anything else?
Right.
I mean, literally. I mean, as a people right now, we are so focused on how much we hate each other that we can't even focus on the fact that we are just completely being blindsided by everything and everybody else at the top.
Right.
And we are the ones at the bottom feeding into all of it.
Like cows. Cows eat.
I will say this. I think out of us,
so
three,
do I.
I think out of, I'll say this. I think out of us three, I'm the one that throws like ideas way out there. And a lot of times I'm like, really? You really want to go there? Like, I will. I'll throw this out there.
Uh-oh.
So let's just say, because I mean, I think you guys know what I think, like with the Illuminati and things like that. So like, I'm curious. Like, I would be wondering how BlackRock would tie into the Illuminati, because I think there's so many people in Hollywood and in famous people that are in the Illuminati, and there's so many people that are major powers in the world that are part of the Illuminati. And if you got BlackRock with all this money that controls everything, all these investment firms, and I'm going to take your money and invest it here for you, you're going to do this for me. I think the Illuminati and BlackRock tie in together somehow, some way, because they're both so, so powerful. And there's so much power in that dark magic.
Well, I'll tell you this, that a lot of people don't realize that they're in bed with BlackRock.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got all your unions and stuff like that.
Oh,
all of your pensions.
Oh,
all of your
BlackRock. Yep.
Yeah, your pensions, your 401k, all of that stuff is probably being managed by BlackRock
and
or one of the other two.
Look at how much of your personal information BlackRock has about each and every individual in this country.
So
world.
But how would you tie it in? It's Illuminati to me and BlackRock. I can see the overlap. But in my mind, it's like, but what would it benefit BlackRock to have an Illuminati extension to it when you have so much money? Like, you have the power. Why do I need this for?
Money controls power. I mean, money is power.
Right.
So, like, if we know how many people are in Hollywood, part of Illuminati, like, we all kind of have an idea about that. They'll also get them to do what they want them to do. I want you to push this on the media, because if they see you doing it, they're going to think it's cool. We got it.
Oh, my gosh. You made a question pop in my head. So do you think BlackRock is pushing some of these agendas that we're seeing? Like, we would define them as, like, a Democrat view, like the transgender thing. Or, like, because some of these issues feel like they come out of the blue. Like, all of a sudden, we're arguing about this stuff again. I'm like, we was kind of, who cares at the end? Like, I don't, like why is this always in my face? Do you think that they're controlling that much of it? Like, do you think they're intentionally trying to set us against each other so they can do whatever they want to do with the money?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you guys. Do you guys think that BlackRock could be in cahoots with the Illuminati? If we're already talking about how they could possibly control the governments,
I think it's BlackRock and they just have
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
I would call them divisions. The government, right. Illuminati, this group,
so
this group.
So now we're going to transition to one world. Because it's Democrat, Republican, it's all just fake. It's all just false. They're not really doing anything.
Right.
Putin isn't really doing anything.
No.
This guy down here is not really doing anything. They're all part of
the Matrix.
Illuminati, BlackRock, whatever you want to call it. It's all one thing.
I think we already, like, in my head, when you put it like that, we may be already, what if this whole thing is, I forget the phrase in communication with this guy who believes that everything was an illusion. And he talks about the Vietnam War being an illusion. Not saying it didn't, he said in his, he went so deep before, it's like it didn't happen the way y'all think it happened. Like, people did die. 9/11 did happen, right?
I think it's like a lapse in the Matrix.
But he's saying it's not the story, the story you got, it's not the story, the real story. And when you say that, if BlackRock is as powerful, we're kind of discovering, then maybe they're the stories we know to be true are not true at all. Like somebody was telling me about Desert Storm. Desert Storm wasn't really about oil. Maybe it was about something else that we just didn't know about.
No, absolutely. You know what I mean? Or, the whole watch what the left hand's doing.
Well, you know what's so funny is BlackRock, when it first started out, BlackRock wanted to be really just part of real estate.
No, they wanted to.
Or was that Rockefeller? That was
Rockefeller. That was Rockefeller. BlackRock got started with waterbeds.
So no way. Rockefeller, it's so funny. John D. Rockefeller wanted to start out as just with real estate. And then he saw how much money the oil thing would make him. So
he's an evil guy. That was an evil guy.
You know, it was so funny. I read something about him the other day, and they made his biography to where it made him out to be a good person, to where it was like, oh, all these years where he was making all this money, he became very, very ill, and they thought he was going to die. And then he turned his life over to God and then started donating all of his money to all these charities and everything. And then this was when he was like 46 years old. And then after he did that, he lived to be 97 years old or 98 years old after he turned his life over to God.
So he was about to die at 40, gave his life to God, and God gave him an additional 40-some years?
Wow. That's what that biography said.
That is beautiful. That's Hezekiah's story. He took that straight from Kings. That's crazy.
Well, we definitely got to do another episode on the Rockefellers and Bill Gates and all those guys.
When we were touching a minute ago on the whole 9/11 thing, the whole George W. Bush thing and 9/11 and the Taliban stuff, I was like, oh, man, I was trying to get it in there. I was like, man, when we start talking about 9/11, guys, we're really going to we're going to talk about some George W. Mama.
So if we're talking about BlackRock, and I'm thinking about the other assassination attempts we thought about, was JFK and some details there, right?
Yeah.
Who? Because I feel like BlackRock is fairly new. Like, when I say fairly new, within like the last 15 to 20 years.
Right.
So that wouldn't have reached Kennedy, right?
Right.
So who would have put an assassination attempt on Kennedy then? What is the big group of that?
Well, I think for Kennedy, all you have to do is say, why won't they release the files? If they won't release the files, why?
Tell the people what y'all was the information about. I think somebody sent it and they were sharing, like, every time they try to release the files, what happened? It was getting blocked or something.
Yeah, and then when they were finally going to release it, they wanted to redact everything.
Yeah,
so it's like, here's your black piece of paper with blank.
We're gonna hold off on releasing it for 3 more years. We're gonna start investigating this part of it now. 3 more years. 2 more years.
They're never going to release it.
They're never going to release it.
I think that's what Robert Kennedy's main agenda is he wants those files released. He wants to know what happened.
I think Robert.
Yeah, I mean, he deserves to know what happened. I think he knows what happened. He just wants the people to know what happened.
Truth out there. He wants everybody else to know.
Right. Because if he says something that is not of the common thread, then he's going to sound crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Trump got really close to releasing it, and then that's when all the redacted stuff, you know, they started talking about all the redacted stuff, and it was going to say, all right, so, you know, RFK got, you know, and you're like, what was that, you know, and all of a sudden you start putting all this redacted stuff in, and you never actually hear what it was, because the whole thing, I mean, you've seen a redacted piece of paper before, it's pretty much useless, you know, if you start redacting all the information, what's the point?
Right.
You know, I mean, what's the absolute point?
To your point, though, when you were talking about the timeline, like back then, BlackRock wasn't really the thing.
Right, so who would have organized that hit?
So if we're talking about Illuminati and them, then maybe Illuminati, I mean, I think the Illuminati existed before BlackRock did.
Yeah.
I just do, because you look at what other groups people think may be a part of the Illuminati, like you're talking about with like Freemasons.
Yeah.
Stuff. So maybe the Illuminati had that hit then, but over the years, BlackRock's become more powerful than them.
Yeah.
So they kind of absorbed them, just like they did all these other companies.
Now you say that, it could be somebody from the Illuminati that's leading BlackRock.
It could be. 100% could be.
Could be.
Yeah, it could be. And this is just a theory. We have no proof to back any of this up.
This is all opinions. But
I think with what happened to JFK, I think the Illuminati or whoever was calling shots wanted him to do something that he would not do. And I think they took him out.
What do you think it was? You had an idea? Or just if you had a guess?
No, I don't really know. But
so what was he doing at the time that you think would have caused them to want to take him out? If we're thinking what we're thinking, you know, CIA or FBI, whoever.
He had a lot going on, but he had a Cuban Missile Crisis. Mm-hmm. He had the civil rights stuff happening under his watch. which Ben Johnson had to deal with. But I can't think of anything out of the blue, you know, based on my general knowledge of Kennedy. That I was like, I mean, at that time, America was thriving. Like they called it the Camelot years because everybody was doing, you know, outside of the socials, financially, everybody was well off.
I think it had something to do with Cuba and
had to
and Castro.
But see, that's the crazy. Castro had 600. Did y'all know Castro had 600 assassination attempts on him when he was alive?
Wow.
600. And all fail, apparently.
They must be hiring the same people for Trump.
Right. Hey, we're sorry that you had some experience.
and if we're going to tie it back into JFK's assassination with that, and then, I guess, with what happened with Trump, maybe they wanted Trump to do something when he was in office that he didn't want to do, and they're trying to keep him from getting back in, so they're going to take him out. I have no idea.
The crazy thing about it would be, is what is so president that you have to kill? Like with Kennedy, I have no idea. And then even how we already know, like, if you looking at it, we talked about the details of his death as far as we know it was an inside job. When I say inside job, the guy who's driving the car does kill him. Logically, why is, I forget her name, his wife, first lady, is trying to get out of the vehicle if they're shooting into the vehicle. She was so exposed to get hit again because she's on the back of the car holding on.
Supposedly
you could easily snipe her.
There were supposedly four shots fired.
Yeah.
You know, they thought there were four shots because they have a recording from one of the CIA agents there, like a recording where you hear four gunshots. So if you hear four gunshots, she's right there, right next to him. She didn't get hit at all.
Come on.
No other person there got hit.
Wait, were there any bullet holes in the vehicle? Like from the outside? I'm shooting four shots.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Think about a drive-by.
Yeah, I get
it. Trust me.
Well, if there's four gunshots and look at how many people are around there, somebody else would have got hit.
Or we found the bullets. We found the shell casings at my house when my situation happened. So like you will find them.
Right.
And then, like you said, how bullets work. They just don't hit a person and stop. Like, oh, you're dead. They go through. She's sitting next to him. Supposedly,
that bullet was sitting right on the back of the car. If it went through his head, they claim he got shot from the back of the head, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, they got shot from the back of the head. If you get shot in the back of the head by a sniper,
the front of your face is gone.
The front of your face is gone. And that bullet wouldn't be on the back of the car.
No, it would be on the front.
Somewhere. Hell, it probably wouldn't even be anywhere near the car. It'd just keep going.
Depending on the angle, right?
Let me give you a little bit of bullets.
Okay. Come on.
So if you have a hollow point.
Yeah.
Hollow point is going to make a hole on the inside, and then it's going to fragment out.
Okay.
Okay, so your exit wound is going to be much larger.
Right.
If you're using what they call an full metal jacket, then that's going to go through and pretty much go through the same way it came in. So if you're shooting like an arm, okay, and you don't hit the bone, it's going to go in and out.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay,
gotcha,
without a lot of fanfare.
Is that what most snipers would use?
Depends. I mean, most of the time when you're trying to hunt something, you're going to use a hollow point.
Right.
So when you're doing self-defense, hollow point is really your answer because it's going to do the most damage.
Gotcha.
So if you're trying to get through, let's just say aluminum, if you're shooting into like a trailer or something, you would probably use a full metal jacket because it's going to go through and that bullet is still going to be intact.
Gotcha.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to talk about what kind of bullets they were using.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if he got hit in the back of his head and it just came out the front, more than likely it would have been, a full metal jacket.
Gotcha. But you still could probably find it somewhere in the car. It's stuck.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Something's going to stop it.
Right.
It's like, when they were looking at that guy that was, trying to kill Trump last week, he had these book bags full of porcelain tiles. So porcelain tiles will actually stop where the Kevlar won't.
Right.
So a lot of times if you're using like a 9mm or a 45 or something like that, you're using Kevlar to stop it. If you're using rifles,
you need porcelain.
So, fun fact.
Right.
Wow.
But
I just learned a lot about guns.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so So we got JFK there. So what about MLK?
So when I was starting, I always heard. So when I would never get going to the barbershop as a kid, and we would hear stories like, you know, barbershop. If you ever been to a black, all black barbershop, I'll take you guys with me. It's an experience of a lifetime. And pretty much, this conversation came up, like, what happened to King? And you know, I'm like, this is more recent. I'm like, what do you mean it happened to King? He died. We know that. They say, no. They say that, A, he died for money. When I say died for money is once he started, they didn't care about, you know, giving black folks the same rights and they go to the bathroom. They didn't care that. But when he started arguing for same wage, then it was like, whoa, you're messing with the economy now. That's different, you know, and that's, you know, that's a driver. And then so the theory is that the guy, the James Aaron, whatever, whoever the guy name is who killed him, is not he. They put so much pressure on him that he admitted to him, but he came back. I was like, I didn't do this. And then it's been said that this other people's ties to the Maya Mafia and the FBI, they actually are the ones that killed him because of that.
So I've always thought that part of the reason that he was, I guess you would call it assassinated. Mm-hmm. He was famous enough. He was famous enough.
You got to have 1 million followers on TikTok just for that to be assassinated.
So I've kind of always thought that the reason that he had a target on him was, I didn't really understand the part about the money thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just learning about that now, but was more because he was trying to get unity and he was not just trying to get, rights for black folks. Mm-hmm. He was trying to get unity across all folks.
That was,
and to me, uh-huh, like we were talking about earlier, how do you get what you really want? You know, you get people to hate each other.
Right.
And this guy's out there preaching togetherness, mm-hmm, and unity and, you know, let's kind of bring us together here.
Right. Some people may disagree with what I'm about to say to you, which is, and I know this because everybody has mixed feelings about the Black Panther Party and stuff like that. But I would say if you are like a redneck based type person, you will relate more to the Black Party, the Black Panther Party, than anybody, because they want equality. They want the government to stay out of the neighborhoods. That's why they beef and have shootout with the police all the time. Like, get out of here. We know what y'all here for, right? But one of the guys within the party, and I got some information for you. It goes deeper than that. But one of the things that one of the guys within, kind of like outside, it was Fred Hammond. If you have to do a study on him, it was what he was doing. He was going to poor white people neighborhoods, Hispanic folks and black folks. And he says, look, he literally went to these poor neighborhoods, white poor neighborhoods, and said, I know y'all don't like me. Y'all want to call me anywhere, whatever. He said, but how much money you got? How much money I got? So you can call me whatever you want to call me, but we're both broke. and it started to resonate with people because people started to see, holy heck, he's right. That, like, the government really ain't helping us. Like, and yeah. So how they killed him was ridiculous. How many bullets they used, the FBI, how they ran into his house. It had nothing to do with, he didn't even have guns like that. It was because, I think to your point you hit on, is once, and this is like my whole idea for America, is once us lesser folks really look at each other and say, yeah, we're different, but you know what? We're gonna link up together. If we become we the people, like that sign saying in your room, if we really become we the people and say, you know what, we don't like that person saying that. We don't like that. We're not voting for them. We're not buying their products. We're not doing it. They can't charge us $3 for gas anymore. They can't charge us $10 for milk. They can't do it because we unify.
But that's the thing that kind of gets me about, you know, when people go to voting, it's like, well, you know, this candidate or this party's never helped me. Well, they're not going to.
No.
I mean, they're like, nobody is going to help you.
Nope.
You have got to help yourself.
Absolutely.
Now, I'll tell you this. What I do want is to be able to walk out of a grocery store and have spent $100 and have an entire cart full of groceries instead of four bags.
Yeah, for
real.
Or
three bags. Like, honestly, I will go to the grocery store and buy one night's worth of food for my family. And I'm like, it would have been cheaper to go to Taco Bell.
And that's what, like, people are doing that with fast food. They're going to Chili's now because it's cheaper to go to Chili's than it is to go to McDonald's for your family.
I mean, it's just insanity. And it's like, so when you're going to vote for somebody, it's like, nobody's going to help you. You know, I'll tell you this, the little 2 or 3% tax savings that you may receive from one party is not going to make a dent.
What is
going to make a dent is when you go to the store, when you go to the gas pump, when you pay your electric bill, when you buy a house and have to pay interest on it, when you, any of those things. Because let me tell you right now,
that's the day-to-day.
It is insanity.
I was really shocked. I drove past here, and it's a gas station. I've never seen gas this high out here. And it said $3. Like, wait, what? Gas is $3 out here?
Yeah. And that must have been the one right down from my house.
Yeah, like, yeah. And I'm like, wait. And
never stop at that gas station.
That's what my brain
even buy stuff.
This guy is, yeah. he's what is, he's price gouging the people.
Exactly. And, oh, a monopoly? Whoa.
Because there's no other gas station.
Because there's no other gas station. Whoa. Whoa.
See? But how do you get him out of here? If you got all your neighbors and let's say the area, you was able to get to all the people there and say, we're not going to this gas station because we look, don't like the price.
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Well, he doesn't get a lot of business in gas anyway.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh, does he really?
I'll pass by there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, man. There'll be four or five people there getting gas. I'm like, wow, it is worth
that's
every
insane,
penny.
Because if they just drive down a little further, there's more gas stations.
But $2.75.
Let me tell you something. When I lived 10 minutes down the road, they had that same gas station right next mm-hmm. to where Appalachia High School is, that gas station right there on the corner. Mm-hmm. And
you're talking about that Chevron or Exxon or whatever it is?
One of the, yeah. And that guy used to do the same thing. Yeah. And you want to know what they did? They built a racetrack right down the street, and now they're putting a QT next door to them.
Right.
Okay, that's how you get how you get
that's
those
how you
people
get
in
normal
line
prices again.
Right, right. And you know, so
maybe
maybe
my guess is better.
Yeah,
but your point is once people, a lot of our problems, and I think even we see it with the assassination tip, because we don't demand truth, because we like to be pacified. Because, okay, let's say, you know, Dustin becomes some kind of great senator and we find out that something may happen to him.
Work.
And then we're like, you and I may say, we got to find out what happened to Dustin. This is not right. This is, and we may champion this into our last dang breath. But as soon as that story fades.
Yep.
And you like you just said, I got to go to the grocery store and, you know, I don't care about what they did to him. But the truth is, because I can't afford groceries.
We don't care what happened to him. We want to know what Diddy's doing.
Right.
Well, I mean, look at this last assassination attempt. How much have you heard about it?
None. Yeah. And like, I guess because they caught the guy. I don't like my thing is when I saw it, I started laughing because like, no, this is not real. Because I thought it was a hoax. Like they was
playing. If you ever notice when things like this right here happen, that's when all those stories like
Diddy.
And
oh yeah,
you know,
it's to cover the news. I mean, every time
all that kind of stuff
every
comes
time
out.
I did see a clip of the news, I guess whatever house they have, they tried to go to his property, and it's like, well, he lives in Hawaii, but he has a property somewhere in Missouri, I think it is. Could be misquoting them a little bit, but they tried to go as private, and they said, hey, turn off your cameras and back up. And I was like, that is so American. like that is so, and they said, we're not going to share you the location. They showed us like the woods. I'm like, people can figure out woods, by the way.
Right. Where does he live? Area 51?
I don't know, but the lady said, and they told us to turn off the cameras and we're not going to report where they live. So we didn't get any information. I'm like, yeah, duh. Mm-hmm. You don't run up on prison. It's a sign that says clearly says private property and go away. But I just think, we're not going to hear from him anymore.
No.
That's the crazy part about it to me. We're not going to see his track. Like, for instance, like the OJ trial was public. We saw it. We went through it together as a nation. We're not going
to
see that.
I'm kind of surprised they're not doing a public trial with Diddy right now, to be honest with you.
It will be. That would be. Because
all I saw was when I started seeing the news about it, I started seeing all the drawings of the courtroom. And I'm like, why are they doing drawings?
That's the hearing, the arraignment stuff. That's not the trial.
Yeah, that's just the arraignment.
Yeah, the arraignment.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they allow the cameras to be in there?
Judge. It's going to be a judge call. But that's, if the judge is smart, in which this goes back to whoever the powers will be, and say that tapped them and say, you're going to let this trial be public.
Yeah.
We need it to be public because it's some stuff we need to do.
Yeah, we gotta control
wait
the news.
So close,
right.
Wait a little bit closer to the election.
There we go.
Yeah.
And that's it. And to me, that's like if I'm trying to control people and I'm trying to do it via their food, music, movies.
They've been doing that.
News.
A long time.
Like if I'm trying to do all this, then I'm definitely going to wait until close to the election, let this trial come anything. Just because
I don't think what they don't see is there's certain people like us that see how they're controlling people.
They make us crazy.
And we've been seeing it for so long, we know when you're gonna do the next move.
They call us conspiracy theorists.
And they say we're crazy.
You're crazy.
Because we point out, and then like watch this, we don't even know, we're not even saying that we know what the truth is. We're saying this can't be the truth. Yeah. Like this, it has to be more to the story. It's like, Jeremy, you came home to your kids, you saw flour everywhere, and they said the bag just exploded and we don't know what happened. And you're gonna say that is not the truth.
Well, actually, my first thing is, oh, there must have been a flower fairy here. You know, you guys must have been safely in your rooms, you know, reading
we
the Bible.
Just came out the room
and oh my gosh,
there's flour everywhere. The freaking flower fairy did it again.
That flower bag was possessed.
Right. Hey, one of your kids like, that is not a theory. I'm like, touche. But you're going to clean it up.
This is the conjuring of the flower.
Right.
I don't know. But I don't know. It's just, you know, all of these, all of these high named people who, I don't know. I'm not going to say in power, but, you know, some are in office. Some are trying to gain office. Some are just doing a really good thing, and then they just get stopped.
Yeah.
And it's like, why?
Right.
You know, why? Why is that happening? You know, and it...
Or a person going to office and they're so pure, and you're like, dang, this person, we can get behind this person.
I really would like to know why they took out JFK. I really would like to know why.
Yeah, like the truth.
Yeah, the truth.
Okay.
That's what I mean. I really would like to know.
They gave you a reason.
I really do want to know.
This one guy has so much hate in his heart that he decided
to... want to know, what did they want this man to do that he...
Or maybe he did. Or maybe he did do something they didn't want him to do.
Maybe so. Maybe he did do something that they didn't approve. They didn't want him to do that. I'm curious. I really want to know.
Okay, question. Because now you got me thinking. If you're... a JFK type, you're in leadership of some sort, and this conglomerate comes to you and said, this is what we want you to do, and you kind of get the hint that if you don't do it, death is imminent. Are you doing it?
I don't know. It depends on what it is. It really just depends on what it is.
I mean, I agree with that. It depends on what it is.
Well, give me a, you gotta give me more.
Let's see. If they wanted you like to, you know, order a strike on
you say like drop a bomb on Cuba?
Or some like to start something, but they need you like, or they said you won't even be tied to it, but they just need your permission, like, hey, this is what your retaliation would be if once we allow these missionaries to do this, you know, because it won't be the American army, right? Would you do that's that missionary mercenary sorry if it's, I don't, maybe they are doing stuff, I don't know. But if you do this, this is what you have to, you know, sign a bill to go into war or whatever the case may be, or do whatever.
Well, I don't know if it's just because of, if we're going to talk about him, like he didn't want to do it, go to war.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would turn that down and say, no, I'm not going to deny that we're going to go to war. Cause I mean, we've been to war before.
So you'll kill innocents for,
I was going to say, but the point is that would you be willing to start taking out innocent people to save your own neck?
Yeah, no.
Okay. I mean, that's the question.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe that was the case. Maybe they wanted him to do that and he said no.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
Because not too far after that, we had the Vietnam War.
Right.
Like what it was, hey, yeah, we wanted, what if they wanted that war to start a little bit earlier?
Yeah. I mean, we still would have lost.
America does not lose wars, Jeremy. We tie.
We get our participation trophy either way.
Did y'all know that? When I discovered that in history, I was like, every war that we lost is a tie. We'd agreed to stop. Like, come on, it was not a tie. We lost. But that's always my thought, is these congressmen and these senators, I just don't get the feeling. Like, I feel like they get exposed to something that puts them in line.
Yeah. I mean, sidebar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sidebar. Debate. Okay, when they were pressuring Trump, you know, because he said, if I had been president, this would have never stopped. And when before I even become president again, I will stop the war in Ukraine with Russia. And they're like, well, how are you going to do that? And he wouldn't really answer it. And it's like they wanted him to choose who's going to, like, are you going to say Russia's the winner, or are you going to say Ukraine's the winner? And I'm like, who cares?
Right.
You know, I'm like, since when have we ever really won anything, you know?
Right,
you know what,
right,
I mean,
right.
Like, you know, it's always just a concession.
Yeah,
it's always just a concession. I'm like,
right.
if we could stop spending all of the United States money on their stupid war,
right?
I would be down for that. I don't care who wins.
But see, this, you know, this what like to your point is this what happens when you try to be the police of the world, which is Ukraine, because the NATO deal. And I always tell people other wars make this possible. World War II and Warren. Now countries like Ukraine can't have weapons. So you know who has, and we agreed to, hey, if you ever get in a fight, we got your back. And I'm like, well, why can't they just fight for themselves? Why do right. we have, like,
we don't need to, well,
you know, we can't,
world.
We become a business and say, we'll sell you some stuff. We're not going to give you our latest and greatest, but we'll definitely sell you
we'll
some
sell
stuff.
Sell you the old
stuff. Right. Yeah. It's just sitting anyway. We'll take the stuff that we left in Afghanistan and give it to you.
We'll give you all those old cars like we did in Bahamas.
But you see what I'm saying? And then, when you play police of the world, then you get a country that can't get actually getting bullied, and now you have to spend trillions of dollars to defend them. And I always tell people that money is already is they say it's not actually cash, which is the part about the media I hate. We're not sending money; we're sending the value of something. So when we hear it, it's not they're making. We have plenty of weaponry. That's one thing we're good at. Trust me, we're spending that money. Our taxpayer, we're like America in a fight. Longevity is good. And I always tell people, it's my favorite line is, and if anything ever pops off on the soil of America, there are people like Jeremy who are, this is like a dream come true for them. And I was like, I'll be in the background like, oh, Jeremy, keep shooting.
I'm going to find
Jeremy, like, go get the box of ammo tray. Like, this one or this one?
I'm going to find my redneck friends.
Right. No, for real. I said, that's one of the stupidest things. And you would have to bomb America to beat her because her people is going to light you up. One of the most dangerous countries, I think, overall.
Yeah.
And I just say that to say, in the thinking of things, if we can't progress anything forward, then I think to the earlier point is, if somebody is controlling the media, the propaganda, can it brainwash a person individually, or is somebody actually grooming people to do this? I think it's all of it's happening.
I think it is. I think that they've learned how to do both.
Right.
They've learned how to single out certain individuals. They know what to do.
What is the group? Certain individuals. ISIS does it.
And then they know how to single out groups of people.
Right.
They know how to do it. You know, I think that they've been doing it for a long time.
Well, I mean, you look at the news networks over there, like Al Jazeera. You know, do you remember all that stuff going on years ago where they wouldn't even allow any United States news to be posted over there? Like, they control the government over there, controls the media to that point of where they will not allow, and I think like North Korea does it too.
Oh yeah, they do it. They do it for real. Yeah.
I mean, there's like all kinds of different, you know, countries that, you know, if there was anything to be reported on from that they don't deem as fit,
Russia does it.
You're done. Yeah,
Russia does it.
And yet here we are running down the same track.
Always
running down the same track.
Gatekeeping. It's man, as a communication person, it's scary to me to hear the rhetoric from the media that we hear, because it's not who can report it accurate, it's who can report it the fastest.
Yeah,
who can get better ratings.
That's almost it. Like going to the moon.
Oh my goodness. Oh, Jesus. Don't start it, Jeremy, because I'm going to get hurt with you on that subject.
I promise everybody, and I promise Trey, we're going to do a part two to the moon,
because I have
Trey
so
needs Trey I, needs to be part
I get
of the
Trey,
part
very
Trey
angry
is itching
about
to talk about the moon.
The freaking we okay,
but I really do think it's just all of, you know, a pony show with the whole government anyway, with the Democrats, with the Republicans.
It is.
With communism. It's all, not saying it's not real. I'm just saying that it's all a mask.
Right.
For who is really controlling everything.
Yeah.
And I think it's a one world government.
That's a powerful person. Of a group.
It's a group.
It's a group, yeah, for
it's
sure.
A powerful group. There probably is a leader up that
group. Can you think any regular person can get in there? Like you and I, if they came, if BlackRock came and said, hey, we like your podcast.
I mean, well, yeah. I mean,
if BlackRock came to you and said, we'll give you, we like your you guys' podcast. We like where you're going with this. How about $10 million each? And this is a list of subjects
you
can
come work for me.
Would you do it?
What, they want to buy it or they want me to work for them?
They want to buy the rights to it, but they want you to work, like still run it.
I mean, okay, so this is now a trifecta here. We all own 33% of this.
So now we're going to talk about Now we're not going to talk about conspiracies. Now we're going to talk about the complete opposite of how conspiracies are aren't true.
No, they won't touch this show.
Trey, telling me that after two episodes that you wouldn't be down to get to take $10 million from BlackRock?
Absolutely, I'm taking it. Dustin, to your point, I was like, they don't want us to talk about that guy like every week.
I'm like, we'll just dust off a new one.
Can you put a ka-ting in there?
Well, so we can talk about something ka-ting. Let's just be honest, though. They're not going to come to us and offer us $10 million if they don't want. They're just gonna
You said what?
They're just going to take us out.
Oh, yeah, man. I think that's way cheaper. You know,
I mean, come on.
I'll poke fun at him like, really? You couldn't even take out Trump and you tried to do it twice.
Oh, man.
But they were.
I like $10 million BlackRock. That's nothing.
I know, right?
You.
Nothing. That's literally.
Okay, I would make it. Just pay off my student loans. That would be awesome.
There you go.
I thought Joe Biden did that for you.
No. I didn't get it. I'm going to tell you, economically, I didn't get a stimmy. And my student loan still is this. I don't know.
Oh, man. See, and he said he was going to help you out.
He tried. My friends did. I got friends who got this.
I don't even think Joe Biden can put his pants on forward. He probably put his pants on backwards. They have to take them back off and say, Joe, come here.
They knew a long time ago that something was what with them. They should have just said
it. Me and Jeremy were talking. Well, I don't even know that that's really Joe Biden.
Oh, man. Not a lizard person?
I ain't saying it's a lizard person. I'm just saying I don't know about it
being a lizard person, but I definitely don't know that it's
the same man.
Actually, him. Have you seen the earlobe theory?
No.
Well, you did just see that they just did a face transplant on an Asian woman who's like 50 years old. They put a younger girl's face on her, so now she looks like 18, right?
No way.
We have unpacked way too much right here at the end of this podcast.
You can Google that right now.
This is too much right here at the end.
You can Google that right now. That's fresh news. That's fresh news. That's brand new news.
Look, we're going to have to come back.
If they did that, they could do it to Joe.
I'm telling you. See, this is why people love Dustin. I tell you, I throw such wild stuff out.
And he threw that over the fence, and like Steph Curry with the shot at the last buzzer.
11:59.
God, now I want to know.
I mean, come on. We didn't have to hit the outro music, but come on now. Like, well, thank you guys for listening this week. We're gonna have to let Trey do some Googling and come back to this, but we'll talk to you next week. We're gonna do a bonus episode about who is Trey, and we'll have that here later this week, so enjoy that, and we'll talk to you next week.
Truth's out there. Read between the lines.
Peace.